Hello, this is Dr. Kirk. Blessings to all of you that are listening under the sound of my voice. Well, a new month brings new things. A new day brings new life. A new hour brings a new time. Today, I want to talk about the things that are holding your time. You need to think about in life, what is holding your time? What is causing your time to be wasted or your time to be consumed? What is in your time zone? What is in your timeline of life? As a mother, a lot of time is given. As a wife, a lot of time is given. As a pastor, an author, a sewerpreneur, wow, a lot of time is given. But the best time of my life is what I spend with the Father. Yeah, I can do many things in life, and you can too. But the most joyous occasion is getting away and stilling away with the Father and talking to Him and reminiscing on how good He is and how good life is with the Father. Today, I want you to think about your time. No, not just a regular day or regular moment or celebration of things, but I want you to think about how important it is to spend time with the Lord, to spend time in His presence, to talk to Him and listen, to talk to Him and cry out, to talk to Him and sing. Yeah, sing to the Lord a new song. I want you to commune with the Father in this time of your life more than ever, because that time is the moments of a great history of your life. You're living a legacy. Whatever you're doing right now in your life, the most, you're leaving a legacy for your children's children. So today, I want you to be so encouraged to spend more time with God, talking to Him, praying with Him, laughing with Him, crying with Him, singing with Him. It's your time to spend time more with the Father. You know, when I got up this morning, I just felt I needed to spend quality time with God, and that's every day. But sometimes you just run to the prayer room and you want to be with the Father. I encourage you, take time with your daddy. I love you.